quite the set of Premier League fixtures today. Let's take a look. Let's try and make some predictions on these games. Always pretty difficult at this stage of the season. I mean, Burnley picking up a few points in recent times. Forest versus Fulham, a very tough game to call. Newcastle Everton is an interesting game. Anthony Gordon potentially out. He got a knock. I mean, the injuries are really piling up again for Newcastle. And I think you've got to look at the physio department, the sports science guys there. You've got to look at that at least, because this is mental. And Eddie Howe, there's something happened at Bournemouth as well with Callum Wilson where he got an ACL injury and he went on the pitch. He went back on the pitch. And the same thing happened with Lascelles the other day. If there's a serious knee injury, they should be able to feel that, especially if it's an ACL injury, or at least just do not risk it. And Botman was a crazy story. They saw out a specialist. They saw a specialist. He told Botman, you need an operation. And Eddie Howe came out the other day and said that Botman refused the advice. That's the advice. That's what you've got to do, get an operation. He didn't. He came back and now he's out for 8-9 months. And for Everton, Sean Dyche is in good spirits, but there is a real chance that they could go down. And the financials, the updated financials, have just come out, and it doesn't look good for Everton. I do feel sorry for them a little bit. They lost the sponsorship money that they were expecting from a Russian party, I believe. So obviously, you know, that was kind of out of their control. They are building a new stadium. It's just a tricky spot that they're in at the minute. And obviously they did, you know, wages were absolutely crazy in those new reports that were released a few days ago. Go and check them out if you're interested in that kind of thing. But in terms of the form, Everton are not really playing that well at the moment. They're not scoring enough goals. Calvert-Lewin has had a very, very tough time the last year. I think he'll be lucky to even be in contention for the England team. Even if he goes on a scoring streak, he's just no way near Tony or Watkins or, you know, anyone like that that is obviously second fiddle to Harry Kane going into the Euros. Let's go to Statman Joe, who is at St James's Park.
Thanks, studio version Joe. So Newcastle with just under 70% in terms of their win rate. In terms of the expected points, it is pretty much double, isn't it, of that of Everton away from home. Goal difference of -8. If we just take a look at the recent results, we can see that Newcastle come into this. What a win that was. What a comeback that was. Ashley Barnes has got to start, you would feel. Probably will come in for Anthony Gordon in that space. And Chelsea, 3-2 defeat there, 3-0 before that. They are scoring goals and they are involved in high-scoring games as well. And for Everton, that is abysmal, isn't it? And really, really at the wrong time of the season. They need to start picking up points soon. A win here would be special. You could see it, you know, a little 1-0 win, set piece or something. A real typical Dyche away win. But can they do it? Can they score? I mean, away from home, they've not won since the 16th of December, and that was at Burnley. And look at those wins away from home. Burnley, Forest, Palace, West Ham, Brentford, Sheffield United, in terms of picking up points there against Sheffield United. So it is very much that they're doing the job against the teams that could be potentially in and around them. And maybe a couple of years ago, Newcastle would have been in and around them, but not so at the moment. Now, I do think Newcastle will get the job done. I think they'll be riding a high, but they will have to plug some gaps because, yeah, a couple of centre-backs out, Anthony Gordon potentially out. Isak is going to be a big player for them. I wouldn't bet against him scoring in this game. And Everton will just try and cause Newcastle problems because, as they showed the other day, they're still conceding. But if Newcastle adopt this approach of, OK, we're just going to score more than you, I think in that kind of game, in that kind of contest, then they will win this game because Everton, they rarely score more than anyone.
Thank you for that, Statman Joe. That was incredible. We'll take a look at some of the other games now. Nottingham Forest, Fulham, that is a tough one to call. Fulham in good goal-scoring form. Rodrigo Muniz, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He is on fire, isn't he? I do love it when a player can just pop out of nowhere and surprise everybody. I mean, that bicycle kick the other day, that is like, I don't know, I get Berbatov-esque if we're on about, you know, Fulham players. I wonder if he will, you know, follow Berbatov in moving on to a bigger club. I think if he keeps this up, I mean, he is in the right place at the right time a lot, and that is difficult to do. That is the hardest thing to do. as a striker, because you know, if you've got a good connection with the ball, you can put the ball away. Timing, knowing where to be, is one of the most difficult skills, and he's got it. I just wonder if a team like Man United could go in for him, or someone that is looking for a striker that is not going to break the bank if you try to sign him. But if he, as I say, continues his form, could be a good investment for some teams. Now we will head back to Statman Joe to get a preview and a prediction for this one.
Yeah, thanks again, Studio Joe. Thanks for the praise before on the prediction as well. So we can see that Nottingham Forest here, 5 games without a victory, and they are in slightly better form than Everton with that victory there on the 17th of February. But their home form is drastically different from last season. And for me, it's something like this that is a potential red flag for them going down. It's just 2 victories and 1 draw since the 5th of November at home for Forest. That is alarming when I look at it, because it was their home form that kept them up last year. And it is just 1 victory since the middle of January. That is not good. And that victory came against West Ham at home. So Fulham at home, massive, massive game for Forest. They will feel that they can win this game. If we look at the head-to-head, the last game ended 5-0 to Fulham. I remember that. It was a midweek game, wasn't it? And it was embarrassing for Forest. Fulham have won the last 3 meetings since 2022. There was a victory for Forest in 2022, and then before that, we're looking at 2021. So in recent years, this fixture, you would say, Fulham have just edged it. And the home team that has been Fulham has won the last couple of games. They are now away from home, where they themselves have not won many games. The only victory since August was away at Manchester United. So Fulham, home form and away form, drastically different. But what I will say is that they are still scoring goals regardless of where they are playing at the moment. In the last 5 games, they have scored 12 goals. That is 2.4 goals per game. We can look at the probability model for this one on Odd Alerts, and I would imagine it's quite a tight affair. Yep, 2.97 implied odds for a Forest win. I do quite like the feel of maybe a draw, no bet, for Nottingham Forest, or double chance, because this is such a massive game. It's more about not wanting to lose. I mean, Forest at the moment, they just need a win. Whoever can get that win, whether it's Everton, Forest, Luton, you hope can get one soon, because there's been many games for Luton recently where they really did deserve to win. They're not in terrible performance form like Forest and Everton are. But it doesn't matter, does it? The only thing that matters is the points that you do actually pick up.
Fantastic again, Statman Joe. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take the next 3 games. So Burnley Wolves, I personally think that Burnley are gone. I think they are one of the teams that have picked up in recent weeks. They've found something that might seem to be working. They're certainly scoring more goals. As we can see here, they have scored twice in the last 3 games. A draw at Chelsea, that will build confidence, but I feel for them it's too little too late, and I feel the same way about Sheffield United as well. Only time will tell. This is a massive game, and for Wolves, 2 defeats in the last 3 games, firing blank in both of those games, and they both were away from home. They are 10th in the league, Wolves, so I think that I don't believe they will be one of these teams, but there can be teams that they just know they're secure. They've had a great season already, Wolves. They have. I mean, their home form is really good. Now, Wolves do come into this having failed to score in the last couple of away games. But don't let that fool you, because I did watch some of the previous away games, and they can put in a very, very good performance away from home. And you can see here, Brentford 4-1, a draw at Brighton. They beat Chelsea 4-2, and then they beat Spurs as well. And then it was, a little bit surprising for them to not score. I think Aston Villa on their day and Newcastle on their day can have games where their system works perfectly, and especially at home. Newcastle of last year, you could of course see them keeping a clean sheet and then getting 3 goals, because they've got players like Isak, players like Wilson, players like Gordon that can score in a second. They can turn it on in a second and do something special. So they can have results like that for sure. Aston Villa as well, fantastic at home. What are my predictions for this one? Well, I think, again, it's not impossible for Burnley to pick up another draw or get a point here. But I don't think Wolves are going to be on their holidays just yet. There's still plenty to play for. So my prediction for this would be BTTS. I think we could see an open game here. 1.73 on the predictions game on Odd Alert, so I will go with that. And in actuality, just check the odds, it is 1.74 with Betfair as well, but lower with some of the other bookmakers such as Bet365. Now, AFC Bournemouth against Crystal Palace, 13th hosting 14th. And even though that is the case, I look at these two teams and I would think Bournemouth are having a much better season. Palace have changed the manager now. They're sort of on the upward trajectory. There is a project. There is something being built. But that is something I certainly feel about Bournemouth. They are so impressive when I watch them. They have games where the system doesn't work or players, you know, they've not got the depth or something, so it doesn't quite work out. But when it clicks, and it has clicked a few times for them this season, they can blow teams away. They really can. Away at Manchester United, they were fantastic. At home to Newcastle, they were... That's probably one of the best performances I've seen this season. I know Newcastle were injury hit, but Bournemouth were just red hot. Red hot cherry peppers. So my prediction for this one would be a home victory. I think this could be one of those games where it clicks. Palace still a little bit of an unknown. We'll just check their recent results as well. So just one win for the new gaffer at Crystal Palace, and that was a 3-0 home victory against Burnley, a game that you would probably expect them to win. They've been unlucky with injuries, Palace, and I still think they lack a striker that can just guarantee you 15-20 goals each season and get some creative players around him. Jokeres, I've screamed about this on every platform now. I said it in the summer that there will be serious Jokeres regret is how I put it, and it's absolutely true. 20 million was it from Coventry to Sporting, 20-25 million. He would be on 15-20 goals now for Wolves, for Palace, for Fulham, for Everton. He would have transformed any one of those teams, especially Everton. Wow. And Wolves as well, although they've had goals from elsewhere this season. Fulham pre-Munis as well, you know. Tottenham could have used him for sure. But enough about Jokeres. It is one win in five for the new Palace manager, as I say. And for Bournemouth, they are in good form once more. They had a tricky spell at the start of the year. No win between Boxing Day and the 3rd of March. And since then, they have won three of the last four games. But just look at the teams they have played. Burnley, Sheffield United, Luton, Everton, all teams in and around that relegation battle. And now they face Palace, so expect a more difficult game for them. But I do think they've got the quality to get through this game. Let me know what you think, of course, in the comments. I will put a home win for my prediction on Odd Alerts. And finally, we've got West Ham against Spurs. And I will once more pass back to Statman Joe for this one, because I think this one could be a fun game.
Thanks, Studio Joe. I do agree with you. I think... this game will be fun. It will contain goals, 7th hosting 5th, and Tottenham have scored in 97% of all games this season. BTTS has landed in 76% of all games this season. And for West Ham, 93% of all their home games have seen at least one goal. 87% have seen at least two goals. So I think the way this one's set up, West Ham could approach it almost as an away game and try and break on Tottenham, that do have Van de Ven back. He's so important. They're a different team when he doesn't play. But that high line that they love, that lets them break so quickly and counter on teams from almost the halfway line, it's a really, really interesting system that Tottenham play. They look to get that ball forward within one or two passes, first time crosses, low, hard, and it's a tap in most of the time. And that's a sign of a good team, a well-coached team anyway, that they can consistently find the same kind of chances. And West Ham, as I say, on the counter with Antonio. The only thing is with West Ham that I'm noticing at the moment, they tire in games, and that Newcastle game, a prime example, they don't really have that cover to come on. Who can come on for Antonio so that the system remains? Because when he goes off, he's so important to how they play and how they get up the pitch. And without him, it's really, really tough. Because West Ham, with the players they've got, they have to start with their best pack. They can't exactly hold off on Kudus or Paqueta, you know, leave them on the bench to bring on in the second half or something. It's just not something they can afford to do. So for this one, I am thinking over 2.5 goals. 1.83 is what I will get on the predictions game. I would imagine that that is much higher than the actual odds. And it is. Betfair offering 1.44 for that market, and that is the peak. So I'm definitely going to go with that here. Negative value in reality, but on the Odd Alerts predictions game, 1.83, I am very happy with that as a points return.
So that was my football predictions. It was so much longer than I thought it was going to be. Let me know if it was good or terrible or whatever, because I'm just trying different formats and stuff. This video was supposed to be more of a daily summary. It was supposed to include some news items and stuff like that, and just generally talk about football and always try and tie it back to the data in some way. But I just rambled about the Premier League in this video for 31 minutes. I mean, the video shouldn't be 31 minutes. When it goes on YouTube, it should be much shorter. But if you've enjoyed it, let me know, leave a comment and hit like, hit subscribe, all that, you know, YouTuber stuff. Feedback is the most important thing. So leave a comment. Thank you. I will see you in the next one.